He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the New Year's Eve. Happy New Year edition of the Walls of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And they are popping a cork of sorts on Wall Street here this morning with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 232 points. That works out to a 1% gain. The Dow is at 23,295. The S&P 500 also celebrating the ringing in of a new year. Later tonight, the S&P is up 17 points. It's at 2503. The NASDAQ up 46 points. That works out to 0.75%. The NASDAQ up is now at 6,630. The small caps not participating today. I guess they stayed home, taking the day off. The small caps are up just 2 points. That's the Russell 2000. That works out to 0.17%. Crude oil, pretty quiet today, but it is up. It's up 17 cents per barrel. That's 0.4%. There has been a pretty strong correlation between the move of oil prices and the movement of the market here recently. They are moving in tandem once again today. $45.50 right now on crude oil. So you got gold down 40 cents to 1282 as it closes in on 1300. Silver up 4 cents, 1548. The euro flat against the dollar, and that 10-year yield about steady even for the day, with the 10-year hitting 2.73% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, and happy new year wherever you may be tonight at the stroke of midnight. We'll turn into 2019, and maybe this market will turn from a pumpkin back into a Cinderella carriage like it was up until October of this year when the wheels came off of that carriage and it turned back into a pumpkin at the stroke of midnight on about October 5th, somewhere in there. 2018, that's okay. We'll make it up. We're just going to have to work hard again here in 2019. It would help if we can get a little bit of wind at our backs. Maybe we can get the Fed to lay off for a while. Maybe we can get President Xi and President Trump seeing eye to eye. Maybe we can get oil prices back up. Maybe we can get a U.S. dollar that will at least hang steady for a while. Those would all help very much the market in 2019, because those were the major issues that impacted the market in 2018. The two biggest factors, well, the biggest factor, definitely the Fed. Second biggest factor, the rise in the U.S. dollar. Third biggest factor were the trade war with China. Fourth biggest factor, the big plunge in oil prices in the last few months of the year. Well, let's go back to last week. We did end up positive for the week, which is pretty surprising given the mood on Christmas Eve last week, which was very, very sour, to say the least, and dire. We had a 650-point drop, the worst Christmas Eve in the history of the market. And, of course, the very next day, the very next trading day, we had that 1,000-point gain that some are saying was a rebalancing of pension money. $60 billion in pension money being shifted around, maybe from the bond market into the stock market. That's one possibility, being giving credit for that big day in the market. But we did have it, and then we had a wobbly day on Friday, but the stock market did end up last week a little bit for the week. And surprising, again, given the mood on Christmas Eve. And like I say, one theory behind the biggest single-day stock turnaround since 2010 may have been pension funds buying up equities after December's meltdown. That's one man's opinion, a Wells Fargo analyst. He says while the $60 billion rebalance is historically large, its effect is probably exacerbated by the low market liquidity. Well, and I said that last week. All the moves to the upside, to the downside, including today, are absolutely exacerbated by low market liquidity conditions. There's not a lot. Most of the traders are in the Hamptons or they're headed towards Times Square to watch the ball drop tonight. It is not a full day by any means on Wall Street. We won't get back to normal trading until Wednesday. And even then, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, let's give it till next Monday, a week from today, to really get back into the full swing of trading. Well, we're up today. And the reason being given is Trump's big tweet today or his comments about big progress on the China trade deal. President Trump on Saturday said he had a long and a very good call with Xi Jinping and that a possible trade pact between the U.S. and China was making headway. Of course, he said that many, many times, and every time he says it, the market has a little rally, and then one of his advisors like Larry Kudlow or Lighthizer or one of the others, Peter Navarro, throws water on the idea and the market sells off. So we'll just have to see where we end up. But that obviously is a big factor weighing on the market's mind because look at the market's reaction today with President Trump's comments being made on Saturday. He said the deal is moving along very well. If made, it will be very comprehensive, covering all subjects, areas, and points of dispute. Big progress being made. So that was on Saturday, and that is lingering and impacting today's market. The pressure on China continues to mount to make some kind of a deal. Activity in China's manufacturing sector in December contracted for the first time in over 2 years amid a bruising trade war with Washington. And it has been bruising there. Their economy in China is badly, badly bruised. Their market is down 30% in the year 2018. And now they're starting to see negative numbers. Well, below 50 is considered negative. 49.4 is where the official PMI fell to. That's below the 50-point level that separates growth from contraction. New export orders shrunk. Well, they're not exporting as much in China for the seventh straight month. China is expected to roll out more economic support measures in coming months on top of a raft of initiatives this year. But they have ruled out. Last week I stated and read an article about them not going to resort to any kind of giant stimulus program. I think their big giant stimulus program would be coming to an agreement at the bargaining table as it relates to the current trade spat. Well, the futures were up pretty much all night this morning. We've got a good day going so far. It is all about the close. It seems like the market's become a little bit more stable. Now that will knock on Formica here while I say that, because we've got a long ways until the close. But it does seem like after that big 1,000-point day on the day after Christmas that we've seen a little bit more stability here in the market. And we're also watching oil prices because there has been a pretty strong correlation between oil prices and the U.S. stock market. Well, there's news, more news out of China. They have cleared the release of 80 online video games. Good, great, just what they need. But curiously enough, none of them are from the country's biggest publisher, Tencent Holdings. You know, I continue to watch that stock, TCEHY. It has recovered from its $31.50 low. In fact, I stated back in late October, I feel like the Chinese stocks and the China market has bottomed out. Tencent is up $8 per share in the last couple of months, but it has flattened out once again. I currently do not own TCEHY. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Hey, I'll be unveiling my new advisor in Minnesota, in the St. Paul, Minneapolis area. One of my favorite places to visit, especially in August. No, I love it over there, but I will be unveiling a native of Minnesota who graduated from the University of Minnesota, the Curtis L. Carlson School of Management. You know, I watched the Golden Gophers, not in my yard, but they were playing in a bowl game the other night. I watched that. Of course, watched Alabama crush Oklahoma, and of course Clemson go South Carolina. I've become a Clemson fan. I've adopted them as my team since I'm so far away from San Diego State now. Clemson, watched them just wallop poor Notre Dame there in the bowl game. But anyways, my guy in Minnesota, Bachelor of Science in Business, Certified Financial Consultant, Certified Financial. He's got more titles than I've got. I'm just the chief cook and bottle washer around here. Chartered Financial Consultant, Certified Financial Planner, Chartered Life Underwriter. Man, those business cards are going to cost me some dough. With all that ink, previous experience, Northwest Mutual and Fidelity Investments. Ever hear of them? And he was ranked in the top 10% nationally among his peers when he was with Fidelity Investments. Now, I really like his hobbies. Ice fishing. That did it right there. When I saw that on his resume, I don't even care about anything else. If the guy knows how to ice fish, I always have wanted to learn how to ice fish. He stays fit by playing basketball, sand volleyball, and arm wrestling with Gunderson. Well, he's excited to become a part of the Gunderson Capital Management, and he will join me on the radio Wednesday with his teeth chattering and his knees knocking to introduce himself to our listeners. So I'm real happy to have some boots on the ground. And I think they're ice fishing boots on the ground, even better yet this time of year, and an ice pick in hand to pick apart your portfolio, all right? And maybe share some ice fishing secret spots with you. So that will be tomorrow's New Year's Day, and then the day after that, we'll get him on here and talk a little bit about Minnesota. All right, what else is happening in the market here today on this day before? I'm one of the few guys working today. I don't see anybody on the roads out here in my neck of the woods. I'm the only guy, I think, that's working today. Well, I love what I do. There is an open market, and it is doing pretty well here today, although some of the bloom coming off the roads, especially in the NASDAQ right now. But the market is cheering. Let's just take a look and see how China's doing today, all right? We're doing well. China's up also about 0.75% on the news over the weekend of progress, good progress being made in the U.S.-China negotiations. Now let's go to Japan for a minute. You know, I did notice this when I was doing the newsletter. I got that thing out early Saturday morning. Boy, that was nice to get that out. Had my updated earnings forecast and target price for the S&P in the coming year. If you didn't get it, you can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I think that we set a record in the month of December, which will end today, obviously, at the stroke of midnight, for people wanting Bill Gunderson's to take a look at the newsletter that I've been producing now for the last two decades, if you haven't seen it, if you can find something more comprehensive out there, now you just can look at all the pictures. You don't have to read all the verbiage. Just look at the pictures. The pictures tell a thousand stories, right? Every picture tells a story, don't it? As Rod Stewart said. And it's hard for me to say, but you had a record amount of people requesting the newsletter in the month of December. You can go to GundersonCapital.com. There must be something good in there if we get so many requests for that thing. I sent out 13,000 newsletters over the weekend. That took me all day, you know, to deliver all those newsletters. Well, anyways, Japan's 10-year yield, guess what? It's negative again. Nearly 29 years to the day after the top of the country's epic stock and real estate bubbles, Japan's 10-year government bond yield slipped into negative territory. The last time the 10-year Japanese government bonds yielded less than zero was September of 2017. Well, I did notice that on Friday that it was down to zero was the return on their 10-year. They're borrowing money at 0% interest rate. Sounds like a deal to me, but now it has gone slightly negative on their 10-year yield. Well, Hong Kong was up yesterday 1.34%. Paris was up 1%. China was closed yesterday. Frankfurt was closed. Not much going on in Europe today other than, drinking of French champagne. Well, they're way ahead of us, so they'll be sipping that pretty soon here. The Italian Parliament has approved the government's 2019 budget, soothing market angst after Rome reached a compromise with the European Commission last week that would avert sanctions and disciplinary measures. They are expecting 2%. Oh, actually, their next year's budget, the draft lowers next year's budget to 2.04% of GDP by adding new taxes. Okay, that's the way to boost that economy. Let's add some new taxes. Way to go. Such as those on web-based businesses. Yeah, tax them to death. And it aims to drum up revenue through the sale of government properties. Yeah, well, that's good. Get them into the private sector. Let's take a look at Europe today. You know, the European markets, I have an inverse position on the European markets. Let's see if I'm up or down today on my inverse position on Europe. We are right now down just slightly on that position, down 1.1%. So Europe is up a little bit. But Europe is in a bear market. And the inverse fund is on a very strong buy signal right now. In fact, it's one of the top-ranked ETFs in my entire database, my Best Stocks Now app database, which has 5,000 stocks, mutual funds. I would say we also set a record in December for the number of subscribers to the Best Stocks Now app. And I would say it was a record month for live trading subscribers, which is also associated with my Best Stocks Now app. And one of the top-ranked ETFs right now is EPV, which is an inverse Europe fund. Let's not forget there's also a 50-50 chance that there will be no Brexit. What? No Brexit. Well, 50-50. That's not helping Europe either. What were some of the biggest highlights from 2018? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. And barring some kind of a miracle, we're going to finish in the red, quite a ways into the red for the U.S. stock market in the year 2018, this being the last trading day of the year. As of Friday, the S&P 500 down 7% for the year. The Dow down 6.7% for the year. The NASDAQ down 4.6%. The S&P 600 small cap index down 10.3%, double digits, 10.3% for the year. The S&P 400, which is the mid cap index, it had the worst performance of any U.S. stock index, down 13.6%, and of course we did move into bear market territory in December. I don't see this as being that 53% sell-off like we had in 08, 09, however. The fundamentals wouldn't suggest that. And if we can get any kind of resolution to these issues that are hanging out there, we could move right back out of that bear territory. The world markets fared very poorly in 2018. The total world stock index, VT, which is a massive Vanguard fund, down 12.4% for the year. So much for the index. The emerging markets, which is another massive Vanguard ETF that I use as a proxy, VWO, it was down 16.9% for the year. So much for that index. The emerging market small cap index, DGS, down almost 20% for the year. Well, I mean, U.S. small caps down 10%. Global small caps did even worse than that for a combined performance of almost down 20%. Europe, very poor year for the European stock market. I look at VGK, which is a proxy for that, a big Vanguard fund. Europe was up 23% last year, down 18% this year as of Friday. And India, which got clobbered last year, down 16% this year. China, large caps, down 15.3%. Their A shares, which are pretty popular here in the U.S., down 29% on the year. Canada, going up in smoke, down 19.5% 2018 as of Friday. Japan down 15.3%. Russia down 7.8%. No wonder Putin looks so dismayed recently. Brazil down 5.9%. And how about Bitcoin? Bitcoin down 71%. You know, the guys that used to write to me about, they were mad at me because I badmouthed Bitcoin. Well, they don't write to me anymore. Bitcoin started the year at $13,444, and it's currently, as of Friday, at $3,936 for a loss of 71%. Latin America down 10.2%. The U.S. long bond down 4.6% as of Friday. Junk bond index down 7.1%. The U.S. 10-year Treasury, well, it had a rally in the last month, 2 months, 3 months of the year, still down 1.7% for the year. The U.S. dollar up 6.4%. That took some earnings out of the multinationals, and surprisingly, oil opened the year at $60 per barrel and is currently at $45 per barrel, it down 25% as of Friday. Gold started the year at $1,305 per ounce. It was $1,283 on Friday, a 1.7% loss. What is green on the screen? Only a couple of things. The inverse S&P 500 as of Friday was up 4.8%. The cash up about 1% if you had it parked in a high-yield money market or CD. anywhere between 1% to 2% up for the year. Now, we started the year with a forward P.E. ratio of 18.4. We saw a lot of contraction to the multiple. That was caused mostly by the Fed. Depends on whose earnings estimates you're looking at. Right now, I've seen earnings estimates for next year as high as $176 per share. If that's the case, the market is currently trading at 14.1 times earnings. The consensus is more in the 14.7 area. I think we're trading more in the 15 to 16 times forward earnings area for next year right now. But the market is not expensive, and at the same time, it is not cheap. It was a roller coaster ride in 2018, to say the least, especially after such a smooth year in 2017. That was after the election of Donald Trump. His second year in office, he did not fare so well with the stock market. In 2017, our biggest correction was 4%. This year, we had two big corrections, with this last one tipping into bear market territory and creating the bear market blues in part as part of this roller coaster ride that we've seen in 2018, especially in the month of October, November, December. Other highlights from the year, well, the U.S.-China trade war. I don't know if he regrets doing that, but that was one of the promises. That was one of his major campaign themes, was how unfair trade was with China, and that trade war continues to weigh heavily on the market. We had the Cambridge Analytica scandal with Facebook that really sunk that stock, really took a lot of the gild off the lily there at Facebook, and then they've had several scandals since then. We exited the Iran deal. That was a big deal in 2018. We are still out of that deal, not really even looking to renegotiate a new deal with Iran on their nuclear weapon ambitions, which they say they have none. We had the Brexit fireworks that continue. They continue today. In fact, there's a 50-50 chance right now. That's what the bookies are saying. I haven't called my bookie recently, but over in Britain, they like to gamble. They like to bet on all kinds of things, 50-50, that they could end up with un-Brexiting, okay? The Italian budget was another one that we've been watching, the ballooning U.S. debt ceiling. You know, there's no end in sight to that. No end in sight. Nobody seems to even be mentioning the $21 billion in debt coming from all kinds of different events and quantitative easings and wars and all kinds of things. Well, we're at $21 billion, but the biggest reason we're there is because we take in $3 trillion. Did I say billion? We're at $21 trillion. And we spend $4 trillion every year. So it's just going to continue to balloon. I wish I could do that here in my family budget, but it doesn't work that way. We had a revamped NAFTA deal in 2018. We had a huge Apple iPhone flop and patent battles. We had a Disney Fox deal in 2018. We had an IBM Red Hat deal. We had a CVS Aetna deal. I was in on that one. The cannabis stocks were kind of the Bitcoin of this year. We had that run-up in Tilray from $17 a share to $300 per share in the space of about 8 weeks, and then right back down to under $100 per share. We had all of the speculating on where Amazon's new headquarters would be. They chose several locations, including downtown New York City, where they got a whale of a deal on taxes and incentives. We had GE drop from the Dow this year, which shouldn't surprise anybody. We had the collapse of Sears. Who's next in 2019? Will it be JCPenney? Bed Bath and Beyond. Oh, there's all kinds of them. Stein Mart that are really out there on the verge. We had the OPEC output cuts in 2018. It didn't help oil prices. And we had the end of ECB, that's the European Central Bank, bond buying. What can we expect this year? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we know what happened this past year, don't we? It's all about what's going to happen in 2019. Well, you know what? There's a lot of that depends right now because of the unknowns. And I would say that I have baked into my earnings forecast. Last year, I baked into my forecast the best possible outcome. That was with a tax break. And I was leaning heavily in that direction. I felt strongly that we would get one. And I projected $160 in earnings for the S&P 500 this year. The consensus last year was $148 at the beginning of the year. So I was much higher than the consensus, except for those that were also baking into the cake a possible tax hike. And I was just $2 off, as it looks like 162 will be the actual number. Well, I've been publishing my numbers here for the last couple of weeks now for 2019, which you can see in the newsletter. That's the, if you've never gotten the client and live trading version of the newsletter, I send that out to you for free for 2 weeks for you to look into that. You can get my forecast there for 2019. I'm hoping that I can revise my numbers upwards from where I currently have them. There was one bit of good news today that will have an impact on the market, that Obamacare ruling. Now that judge in Texas is saying to this will not impact anything for at least 1 year, so maybe those health care. I did take a little bit off the top of the health care sector earnings forecast for 2019 because of that bit of uncertainty that all of a sudden entered into the market. But now that bit of uncertainty, at least in the health care sector, which is 20%, over 20% of the U.S. economy. So at least we have that little bit of uncertainty taken out of the picture. That may add a few bucks to my forecast for 2019. And we at least have progress crawling forward on the U.S. China trade negotiations. If we can get that resolved, that would also add some bucks to my forecast for 2019, but we'll just have to see, because that one is still a big one that's hanging out there. Well, Goldman Sachs today, they are slashing their growth forecast for 2019. They say in the first half of the year, GDP will be about 2.4 to 2%, somewhere in that neighborhood. And they said the second half of the year, growth would slow to a virtual crawl below 2%. And, of course, that's what we had for the 8 years under Obama. And that's what they're projecting, Goldman Sachs, is for the second half of this year. But they also say that it's still not, they are still not particularly worried about a recession. In Goldman Sachs' view, a growth slowdown is necessary to land the plane. And the two key historical risk factors, inflationary overheating and asset market bubbles, remain largely absent. Regarding rate increases, Goldman Sachs now sees a probability of 1.2 hikes. Well, they can't do that. It's either going to be one or two in all of 2019 from 1.6 previously. So let's just say they're calling for one rate hike in 19. Their forecast implies stable funds rate in 2019, and they think there will be cuts to the interest rate in 2020. Well, that's Goldman Sachs. You know, they're wrong about a lot of things over there at Goldman Sachs, but that is their forecast right now. One of the sectors that I continue to be very bearish on is the biotech sector. We've got another one coming public this week, Harpoon Therapeutics. Let's hope no investors get harpooned on this one. They're looking to raise $86 million. And we've got TCR2 out of Cambridge, Massachusetts, filing a prospectus for $100 million. You know, when is this money for these biotechs going to dry up? But that's another one that will go public. And then listen to all these secondary offerings that are out there on the table. Hemisphere Biopharma is looking for about $20 million. HTG Molecular is selling $150 million of common stock. Celsius Holdings, $50 million. CymaBay Therapeutics, $200 million. Ocular Therapeutics, $200 million. Is there enough to go around here? Is there enough appetite? I guess so. Apellis Pharmaceutical, they want $25 million. Pulmatrix, $25 million. And on and on and on and on and on. I continue to have to own the inverse biotech ETF, as I think there's going to be some companies that run, the well's going to run dry for a lot of these companies at some point in time. Well, we will begin at the close of the bell today. That's it. It's over. We're going to finish in red for all of the stock markets across the world, with the worst being international markets, Europe and China in particular. We were green over here in the U.S., and then the Fed pretty much nixed that in October when they said, no, you know, we're a long ways from neutral here, and that sent a shiver through the market that it still has not recovered from. We still have China hanging out there. The bond market at least has remained steady. It's still going to finish in the red for the year. It's hard for me to see interest rates going lower, but if the stock market continues to remain wobbly and we still have that uncertainty out there, there will continue to be money going into the bond market. But I'd still say that that's very treacherous waters to be swimming in at the current time. As far as stocks go, well, there will be those opportunities that come along. I did actually buy a couple on Friday, a couple of premier growth stocks that I believe have tremendous upside potential. That was in the newsletter over the weekend, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.